two scientists say an elusive songbird has bred for what's believed to be the first time in Pennsylvania. Kara Holsopple of the Allegheny Front reports.
It all started when Nick Liadis, executive director of the conservation group Bird Lab, was hiking in the forest at Bear Run Nature Reserve in western Pennsylvania last summer.
Folks had stopped to take in some of the beautiful views, and I was hearing Louisiana water thrushes singing. And then I heard something that wasn't a Louisiana water thrush.
It was a Swainson's warbler, which isn't known to breed in Pennsylvania.
Swainson's warbler has a mnemonic, Sioux, 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 Sisterville. But there's always that Sisterville part, which kind of like cuts it off, which changes the song from what you'd expect for a Louisiana water thrush.
David Yaney is an avian ecologist in the Pennsylvania Natural Heritage Program at the Western Pennsylvania Conservancy, which owns the 5,080-acre reserve. He received an excited text from Liadis with the recording of the warbler's song, and that's how their project began. That summer, they captured and banded four male Swainson's warblers, two at Bear Run and two in other counties. The special metal ID bands around the bird's legs have a unique number, and a color band makes it possible to identify individual birds by sight. The small brown birds with yellow underbellies have only been documented about 60 times since the species was first recorded in Pennsylvania in 1975. The nearest breeding population is in the mountains of West Virginia.
A lot of times these migratory songbirds, they overshoot their destinations a little bit. They go a little bit farther than they might normally need to go or usually do.
Liadis says then the migrants will double back to breed in a more common southern location. But these birds hung around through the summer.
It's just sort of extraordinary that such a rare bird is occurring with this frequency at the Bear Run Nature Reserve. So it just really shows how good the habitat is there.
Swainson's warblers thrive in the dense understory of mountain laurel and rhododendron, using their sword-like bills to find insects in the leaf litter on the forest floor. They're well camouflaged and hard to spot. This May, Liadis and Yaney were tipped off that a Swainson's warbler was heard singing at Bear Run. Again, they banded a male. Then, on July 12th...
We spotted the banded male Swainson's warbler we captured in May, together with a female and a juvenile.
Yaney says, as often happens, the birds disappeared into the woods. But a couple of days later, they captured the juvenile, which had hatched this year. The first proof the species has successfully bred in Pennsylvania. But why now?
Swainson's warbler is a species that has been predicted to lose about a quarter of its current range under future climate scenarios. But it's also predicted to gain about 60%+ of new range.
Yaney says we've seen a northward expansion of the ranges of other species over time, like the yellow-throated warbler and red-bellied woodpecker. I asked him about the significance of the finding.
So this is definitely a career highlight.
It's not every day that a state gets a new breeding bird, says Liadis.
This just underscores the need to conserve habitat and to continue looking for birds and studying birds and encouraging folks to make a plan to make their yards bird friendly.
Like planting native trees and shrubs. He and Yaney will continue to study Swainson's warbler. They'll also share feather samples with researchers looking for genetic information to study migration and breeding patterns. For Here and Now, I'm Kara Holsopple.